It's Harry Stein. The name of the book is No Matter What, They'll Call This Book Racist. Okay. Web information is they'll call it racist.com.
All right. We are rolling. No matter what, they'll call this book racist. How our fear of talking honestly about race hurts us all. Now, why did you tackle this subject at this particular time?
Well, it's a subject that kind of defies honesty. The Attorney General urged us at the beginning of the Obama administration to have an honest conversation about race, but he wanted a certain kind of conversation, which confirmed the prevailing narrative of white racism and black victimhood, and really didn't want any other kind of conversation. And, you know, we talk about race all the time in this culture, but very rarely talk about it the way it's really lived and the way we really talk about it when we're alone with one another. And I really wanted to have a completely honest conversation of the kind that I think is necessary if we're actually going to overcome the racial divide in this country.
Do you think that just bringing the topic up is a losing proposition depending on who you are in America?
It's tough to talk about. Look, the word racist is used to shut down conversation, not to encourage it. You know, if you say things which are deemed politically incorrect, you'll get called a racist. You just have to understand that going in. And I have been called a racist in the past, and God knows I'm being called a racist now for having written this book. That said, I care enough about the future of the country, and I think many others do as well, that it's a conversation worth having, and it's a risk worth taking.
You know, a lot of people have said that the title of your book is a little unwieldy. I'm wondering what other titles you are considering.
That's an interesting question, because we went through many, many, many possible titles, most of which escape me now. The problem wasn't whether they were good or not. The problem was that everyone, I realized, could kind of be twisted into being portrayed as racist. I'll give you one example. Now this would have been a very easy hit job if someone wanted to use it against me. The old Woody Allen film, Everything You've Always Known About Sex, or always wanted to know about sex,
but were afraid to ask.
So I was going to do a play on that. Everything You've Always Thought About Race, asterisk, but were afraid to say. And I was thinking, you know, that the normal things people say behind closed doors, not racist things, but, you know, things about crime and out of wedlock birth and a lot of the things I deal with in the book. But I realized it would be construed as racist. And I'd be attacked on that basis. So finally, I just threw up my hands and said, listen, I'll just steal the idea from that famous Tea Party sign, this guy who held up a sign at a Tea Party rally and said, it doesn't matter what the sign says, they'll call it racist anyway, which is exactly what was going to happen with this book. And so that's what I did.
Well, let's get down to it. How do you define racism?
Racism is judging people on the basis of race or ethnicity and punishing them on that basis in some way or another.
Well, a lot of people thought that this whole the whole race discussion would change with the election of Barack Obama. And I saw an interview that you did, I think it was with the Wall Street Journal, where you were musing about how it might have been a different story if Colin Powell had been our first black president instead.
I think that's absolutely so. Colin Powell really was much more race neutral than the Obama administration has been. You know, he tended to see people, or at least acted as if he saw people as individuals rather than as members of racial groups. What we had with President Obama, and particularly Attorney General Eric Holder, is someone who really has played into the Democratic or really liberal view of racial bean counting. He sees everything through a racial prism, so that even something like criticism of the Fast and Furious gun running boondoggle, he ascribed to racist criticism of his and the president's ethnicity. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And the president himself has not been blameless in this. Although his tone has certainly been more moderate, he's tended to jump into racial controversies unnecessarily. There was the famous one with Professor Gates at Harvard, where he leapt in before the facts were in to condemn the Cambridge Police Department. And, of course, recently in the Trayvon Martin case, something he didn't have to comment on, but very early when tensions were really starting to build, he made that famous remark about Trayvon, if he'd had a son, he might have looked like Trayvon. Well, that's certainly true, but it only served to heighten tensions, to make people angrier, to make people, black people, feel that somehow the tragic killing of this teenager was an assault on black people in general. It was really, in its way, quite a responsible thing to do. Had a more moderate individual like Colin Powell been president, I think the whole tenor of the conversation in this country would be different right now.
Harry, how do we individually, how do we get unstuck on the quote-unquote race card? How does one get a conversation about race going without being instantly dismissed or labeled? Or you can understand how people just throw up their hands and say, hey, I'm staying away from that topic.
Absolutely. And by the way, Republicans have also run away from this topic. I mean, they've been, I think, very irresponsible because they're scared of it. They're scared of being labeled as, at the very least, racially insensitive, if not actually a racist. I think step one and the crucial step is to rob that word of its terrible power, rob that charge of its terrible power, so that we can have that conversation. I remember Ward Connerly, who's the leading crusader against affirmative action and racial preferences, who's black himself, talking about when he gives a speech, he can have 99 out of 100 people in the room agreeing with him and kind of nodding. And he said, if one black guy or one angry liberal, but particularly if the person is black, stands up and starts going on about 400 years of racism and driving while black and all the rest of it, everyone else kind of looks at his shoes and stays silent, and that's what has to end. That silence, that fear of talking about these issues, so that we can really begin to resolve them. And by the way, that also means very much talking about culture, and particularly the cultural norms and values in the inner cities, which are very destructive. I mean, thank God Bill Cosby had the guts to talk about it. And he, although probably the most popular individual in America, black or white, was also widely attacked. So obviously it's much harder for white people to talk about it. But if we care about the future of the country, we've got to get beyond race. We've got to deal with these issues so that people who are really being battered in the inner cities in particular can rise up and join the rest of society. I've gotten the sense, particularly since the publication of the book, that people who you normally think would be eager to talk about this issue really shy away from it. That it is a scarier issue for people on the right than I expected, and I'm talking particularly about establishment type figures. It'll be very interesting, this is something you might want to add, to see how it plays out in the campaign. I think it's a pretty good bet that race is going to become an element in this campaign, and that probably the Obama forces will try to exploit race in the campaign. They have a history of doing that, as even Bill Clinton said in 2008, they played the race card against me. And given Romney's Mormonism, the fact that there's a history, a racial history of Mormonism, which is very negative, it's a very easy thing for Obama supporters, if not the president himself, to do. The question is, how will Romney respond? Will he say, we've got to stop playing the race card in this country, that this is incredibly divisive, or will he kind of shy away from the subject, which, given his history, is quite likely. I think it actually is a winning issue.